Mix 104.9 and KVOE.com presents the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Classic. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, Chase County Recreation Commission, the City of Americus, USD 454 Burlingame, the City of Madison, Cody Thurston and Midwest Land Group, USD 386 Madison Virgil, the City of Olpe, Emporia Orthodontics, ESB Financial, First National Bank of Kansas, USD 284 Chase County, GR Roofing, Hartford State Bank, Hostess Brands, USD 253 Emporia Public Schools, Jason Hannah Hubert of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, Kansas Land Bank, Mel's Tire, USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Moon Title and Escrow, MT Networks, the Opie Meat Locker, USD 251 North Lyon County, Plumbing by Spellman, Quick Comfort, Racklett Propane, USD 243 Lebo Waverly, The Rich Door Company, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Shaky Wall Service, and Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Now stay tuned for coverage of the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Classic on Mix 104.9 and KVOE.com.
Hello again, everybody. Michael Deeker alongside Dylan Sherwood broadcasting live from historic Watt Auditorium. The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. And Dylan, happy to have the mic on with you.
Hey,
and broadcast
same
the game.
Deke.
Of course, you're the play-by-play of the Emporia Spartans. And between Ken Hansen, Tegan Trahoon, and myself, we kind of have an area approach, but kind of having a nice mesh of the team here this evening for the All-Star game. We got the girls game at 6 p.m. just about ready to get underway, and then of course we'll have the boys game following at 5 p.m. So it's a what did I say?
You said 5 p.m.
5 p.m. I was thinking about the K-State game that's going on right now. It started at 5. Yeah. Hopefully the Cats can pull it off, make it to the Final Four. So yeah. Sorry about your Jayhawks, Dylan. So
hey, you know they might be the rival of KU, but you know, I think a lot of people have to root for the Big 12 right now.
Yeah, and of course, our very own Ken Hansen is the chair of the Optimus game, taking over for the late Brian Douglas.
Brian did a really great job running this.
Absolutely, but after the two-year hiatus from COVID, they were back underway. Of course, last year was a great event, and as it always is, I mean, this is a all-star game that has been basically been in the area for the last 45, 50 years. Kind of started with Coach Slay, then when Coach Slay stepped in more to the NCAA, when Emporia State went up from NAIA, they said, hey, you need to have someone else be running that. And that's fortunately the Flint Hills Optimist stepped up and has continued on this long-standing tradition of showcasing our area all-stars.
Yeah, and it'll be a fun night. Fun night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been looking forward to it.
You know, and our focus will be on the game, but it's also going to be on the players. And Dylan, you're going to interview every single one of those players throughout our games tonight. And looking forward to those interviews with the players.
Really looking forward to talking to everybody that's here. And some, actually three that I got to cover throughout the season. And there's a couple that I got to cover filling in for you during Substate Week. And I'm excited.
And, of course, this is a kind of a different style of approach from the high school rules. They'll do college rules, 20-minute halves, 30-second shot clock, can't play zone defense, has to be man-to-man. Final 2 minutes, if the team is trailing, they will do make it, take it. So that will be a fun, interesting thing. So we'll step aside, have the national anthem come back, and get well into our Flint Hills Optimus coverage on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game being brought to you by Emporia Public Schools. Building futures one student at a time. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to everyone selected to this year's Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Proud supporters of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at QuickComfort.com. By USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome back to Wide Auditorium, Michael Deeker alongside Dylan Sherwood. And Dylan Sherwood is courtside with the Blue Girls coach, Michelle Stevie Corpening.
Well, Coach, back in this, how excited are you for tonight?
I am excited. I think the kids, we've been here for a couple hours, and I think they've had a good time interacting and playing with one another, and it's always a good time.
What do you like about your team?
Oh, I like that they seem very aggressive and feisty.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight, and let's have some fun.
That's right. Let's have it.
Deke, back to you.
Thanks, Dylan. We'll go through some rosters here for the blue team. It'll be Cadence Patasic from Eureka, Isabella Tyson from Burlingame, Alexis DeLong from Chase County. Emma Bailey was originally scheduled to play from West Franklin, but she is out tonight with an injury. Sarah Miser from Madison, Brooklyn Jones from Lebo, Jenna Smith from Opie, Ariana Hamilton from Emporia, Tegan Hines from Northern Heights, and then Paige Martin from Mission Valley. Dylan is down courtside with the Red Girls coach, Kayla Abney.
Well, Kayla, welcome back. How excited are you to be back?
Me and Michelle look forward to this every year. We are so excited that they keep asking us back to do it. It gives us just a little taste of basketball that we miss so much and getting a chance to see all the area girls, so it's always a good time for us.
What do you like about your team?
Oh, well, they all look like they're pretty eager to play. I told them for a lot of them it's probably their last game, so they just need to do all the little things, have fun, and hopefully we get the win because that's what we want the most, right?
I forgot to ask Michelle, who won it last year?
Michelle, they creamed us last year. So.
So you're looking for a little redemption.
I need to get back in the winning column. That's right.
I think I remember you won in 2018 because I remember interviewing you after that game.
Yeah, so I had a good streak there for a little bit, but she definitely got me last year. So hopefully this year we can get her back.
Coach, best of luck, and let's have some fun.
Thank you so much.
Deke, back to you.
Thanks, Dylan. And then the red rosters look like this. They'll go like Jolie Hauscher from Linden, Greta Crawford, Osage City, Kaylin Schlemmy from Northern Heights, Yolyn Luthy from Madison, Rebecca Snyder from Emporia, McKenna Broyles from Opie, Gracie Simmons from Burlingame, Serenity Lockwood from Waverly, and Leah Francis from Chase County. Of course, 20 minutes on the clock. Michelle, Kayla giving the final marching orders to their teams. Dylan, what are your thoughts of, what's your prediction of blue versus red here tonight?
I'm looking forward to seeing what Rebecca Snyder does tonight. This is the last time she's going to play on this floor, and played in back-to-back state tournament games. And I know she scored 18 points against Andover, and I think she wants to go out on top. I know her high school teammate Ariana Hamilton wants to do the same thing, because Rebecca has a chance to play in college, just hasn't decided yet, and we might see what her options are when I speak to her here a little later on.
Of course, failed to mention that Morgan Tomlinson was also on the roster, but she tore her ACL on Thursday, so she was a late scratch, unfortunately, for the Optimist All-Star Game. So it'll be Brooklyn Jones versus Yolyn Luthy in the half-court circle. It's going to go in the backcourt to Serenity Lockwood, now up to Jolie Hauscher, who won the three-point contest moments ago. Right side over to Greta Crawford. Crawford picks up her dribble, going left side to Lockwood. Lockwood driving in. Gets the man-to-man defense by Ariana Hamilton. Now up top to Hauscher. Hauscher drives to the bucket. No shot on the attempt. Rebound to Yolyn Luthy. Her put back good. Red strikes first.
Yeah, good start for the Madison senior.
Isabella Tyson at the point for the blue team. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Tyson going up top to Patasic. Patasic finished second in the three-point contest, nearly getting the championship. Jumper by Isabella Tyson is off the mark. Rebound of the red team. Up the court we go with Helscher. Helscher to the elbow, kicks in the corner to Luthi. Luthi driving baseline jumper from 15 feet away is no good. Rebound to Jenna Smith. Turnover in the backcourt, then turnover right back to Isabella Tyson, and we are ready down courtside for Dylan Sherwood, who is with Morgan Tomlinson with Mission Valley.
Well, Morgan, unfortunate that you're not being able to play, but just how fortunate is it to be an all-star here tonight?
Pretty good. Just to watch the teammates play is great. Like, even though I can't, but, like, cheer on my teammates. Cheer on Paige, you know. Do everything I can, I guess.
How fun is it to be here?
Pretty good. I mean, it's fun. Like, it's just getting started, and I'm excited to watch everybody play.
And I believe you're going to be going to Hutch Community College for exercise science. Are you going to continue your softball career, or are you just going for school?
I'm going there on softball scholarship, so hopefully once this all heals up, I'll be good to go for the fall.
You guys still going to be pretty solid this spring?
I hope so. I hope other people can, like, step up and stuff, but it's going to take everybody.
Well, Morgan, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and have fun tonight, and best of luck at Hutch.
Thank you.
That's Morgan Tomlinson of Mission Valley. Deke?
Thank you for that, Dylan. Red team's out to a 4-0 lead as Yolen Luthi with another bucket. She gets a rebound on the defensive end and streaking down the court the opposite way. Luthi up top to Greta Crawford. Crawford driving with her right to the elbow, finding Luthi on the block. It's rejected down low by Hamilton, and it's going the other way with the blue team. Kate Potosik from Eureka, playing for Shelly Hoyt down there for the Tornadoes. Up top to Isabella Tyson. Tyson gets a ball screen, drives the block. Now kicked back out. Jenna Smith thought about an elbow jumper. We'll kick it out to Potosik. Potosik runs in, throws up a jumper that's in the mid lane. That's no good. Rebound to the hands of Greta Crawford. Crawford up the court. Now finding Helscher. Helscher picks up her dribble. Now the McKenna Broyles. Broyles lob inside. No good. And it'll be stolen away by Isabella Tyson. Now we'll go courtside to Dylan Sherwood.
Joined now by Emma Bailey of West Franklin, and unfortunate that you're not going to be able to play here tonight, but just how fun is it to be here and still be representing?
It's so fun. It's really cool that they do this. I'm really honored to be here.
What does it mean to be an all-star?
I think it means it's just like a way of recognizing athletes, I think, for the effort that they put in during the season, and it's just really cool to be able to play with the people that you compete against all season, for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about what you guys did this past winter?
Like our team specifically?
Yes.
So we made it to the second game in Substate, but...
Yeah. And it looks like you're going to go to BYU for biomedical engineering. Long way from home.
Yeah, definitely going to have to learn how to be a little more independent, but I'm excited for it, for sure.
They're going to be in the Big 12 pretty soon.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch them play, Kansas teams and everything.
Well, Emma, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at BYU.
Thank you.
That's Emma Bailey of West Franklin.
Red team out to a 6-3 lead. Greta Crawford with a bucket, but followed up by a three-pointer by Brooklyn Jones, but red team with possession. Uluthi going right side over to Crawford, down low to Serenity Lockwood. Nice pump fake and gets a friendly roll off the front of the rim. Red team up 8-3. 15:04 to play. We'll do have a media timeout at the next stoppage of play at 15 minutes. We'll do 15, 10, and 5. Ken Hansen, a fellow broadcaster himself, really working his way in for those media timeouts.
Yeah, most definitely, Deke.
Three-pointer on the left side by Brooklyn Jones is no good. Rebound in the hands of McKenna Broyles. Broyles, outlet pass to Jolie Helscher. And Red looking to add to their five-point advantage. Serenity Lockwood's pass inside, rejected by Brooklyn Jones. Now left side to Luthi. Luthi looks inside to Broyles. Broyles pump fake over her teammate, Jenna Smith, on the opposite side. And Broyles knocks it down. 10-3 the score. We're going to take a quick 30-second media timeout here at the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. You're listening on Mix 104.9. Red is leading the blue team 10-3.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area All-Stars good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all area athletes good luck. And they're always ready to help you with home buying and listings.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Dieker alongside Dylan Sherwood. Well, not quite alongside, as I'm up by here by myself. And Dylan is courtside.
Yeah, this is so different for me, Deke, but it's fun.
It is a unique style of broadcast that you and I are, like you said, not quite accustomed to, but you're doing a good job on your first few interviews, Dylan.
Hey, I made them quick and simple, Deke.
Absolutely.
That's what matters the most.
Yeah, you should get right into that timeout huddle right there with Michelle Corbening. See what they're talking about down there, Dylan, trying to erase the 7-point deficit.
Yeah, and Michelle's drawing something up, and I know when we were had the media timeout coming out, and I was trying to look for a player to interview, and everyone was at the table.
We're going to make you get your workout today, Dylan.
Hey, that's why I got the running shoes.
Blue team with possession. We look like we'll go courtside to Dylan in just a moment as he'll try and get an interview here. Dylan, we're ready for you.
Joined now by Emporia High's Ariana Hamilton. And Ham, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
Pretty good, can't lie.
Is this a good break from swim?
It's fun. It's fun.
Well, what does it mean that you and Rebecca and not being teammates here tonight?
I mean, me and Becca have always been teammates since, I don't know, fourth grade, so it's kind of different not playing with her. I hope that we can guard her. Probably not.
Well, I know a little bit about your future plans. I know you're going to study biology, and I think your plans were to go to KU?
Yes. Yep. Biology at KU.
You excited to be in Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, Ariana, you know, it's been fun covering you. I still got a little more time to cover you and swim. Have some fun tonight, and best of luck at KU.
Thank you. Thank you, Dylan.
That's Ariana Hamilton of Emporia High. Deke?
10-3, still our score. Blue team with possession. Tyson bringing it up, dribbling with her left. Sarah Miser's also on the court with her, along with Alexis DeLong, and Tegan Hines has it. She'll kick it out to Sarah Miser. He'll drive to the right block, gets it rejected by Kaylin Schlimmy, and it rolls out of bounds, be last touched by Miser. 13-19 remaining here in the first half. Red team leading the blue team, 10-3. So I believe Dylan is now courtside with another interview.
Joined now by Cadence Potocic of Eureka. And how exciting is it to be an All-Star?
Oh, it's crazy. I didn't expect it, so it's really fun.
Didn't I hear that your sister played in this game last year?
She did, yes.
Oh, she's back. That's back years for you guys.
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit about the season. I believe you guys made it to Hutch in 3A and end up losing to Cheney.
Yes, we came in strong. We didn't expect what happened. They knew what to do, and our team's going to be ready for next year, our other underclassmen.
Well, it looks like what are your plans? I believe on my notes I have that you're going to pursue a degree in nursing. Where at?
KU, actually, yes.
Man, I talked to two future Jayhawks. You're talking to a Jayhawk alum.
Hey, that's awesome.
Journalism alum, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, so excited to be going to Lawrence?
Yes, I am. It's going to be very exciting. It's very pretty.
And you also, I don't know if you know this, but you were one of the recipients of the $500 scholarship that was drawn on Monday night.
Oh, yes, that was insane. That was awesome.
Well, Cadence, congratulations. Best of luck at KU, and continue to have some fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
That's Cadence Potocic of Eureka, Deke.
Thank you, Dylan. 10-3, still our score. Both teams trading missed buckets. Now a turnover on the near side by the red team going back to blue. And they'll inbound right in front of Dylan Sherwood. Sarah Miser now with it. And looks like Dylan Sherwood is ready for an interview with Lebo star Brooklyn Jones.
Well, joined now by Brooklyn Jones, and was named the Sports in Kansas Class 1A Division II Player of the Year. And
Brooklyn, congratulations on that, and how exciting is it to be an All-Star here?
Thank you. It's pretty fun to be an All-Star out here playing the teams, the athletes that we've played all year, last 4 years, actually. So it's fun to see.
You guys had a fantastic volleyball season, a fantastic basketball season, but Hanover got you guys on the basketball court.
Yeah, they did. We got them in volleyball, and we wanted to get them in basketball, but we didn't make it all the way. So
big spring ahead for you on the track with the javelin.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see what I can do this year in track and then next year at K-State.
Well, talk about going to K-State.
I'll be on the track team, and I'll be doing health sciences to get my pre-optometry degree. So
sounds like a lot of work while being a student athlete, too.
Yeah, it is, but I'm ready for it.
Well, Brooklyn, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and good luck at K-State.
Thank you so much.
That's Brooklyn Jones of Lebo.
Blue team with possession after a ball as it gets knocked out of bounds on the right baseline. Dylan, you're finding a groove with these interviews.
That's all that matters.
11:30 remaining in this first half. 10-3, blue team leading the red team. Red team leading the blue team. Brooklyn Jones right in there after that interview has possession. Now going left side. And we're going to have a shot clock violation. So a turnover back to the red team. So, Dylan, you think that's necessary on the high school side of things? I know that's been kind of a growing hot topic.
I like to see it. Other states have it.
McKenna Broyles, the inbound. She'll go into Leah Francis of Chase County.
Want to come do your interview real quick?
10-3. Red team looking to add to their advantage. Going to have a turnover at midcourt. Brooklyn Jones with the breakaway layup off the window and good. Jones with 5 points now, and Dylan's courtside for another interview.
Joined now by Tegan Hines of Northern Heights. First off, how's it feel to be the All-Star?
It feels amazing. I feel very honored to be on this.
How about playing at Wye Auditorium one more time? Because you play in the Flint Hills shootout every year.
It's very good. I appreciate the experience, and it's amazing to be here.
No, it was a tough season for you guys up in Allen, but just what'd you learn from your final high school season?
I learned that teamwork is very, very valuable thing, and that you need to work hard together to score some points and work together.
And it looks like you're going to go to the Flint Hills Technical College for a CNA certification.
Yep, I sure am.
What are your plans to do with that?
Get my certification, find a job, and maybe more into the healthcare.
Well, Tegan, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
That's Tegan Hines in Northern Heights.
Rebecca Snyder getting a rebound, now finding Serenity Lockwood, and red team adds to their advantage. Snyder scoring a bucket during that interview. Lockwood now with 4 points. 14-5, under 10 to play. Probably next bucket will be a media timeout. Under 10 timeout upcoming, but we'll stay here for an interview with Dylan Sherwood.
Joined now by Paige Martin of Mission Valley. And Paige, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
It feels pretty good. I worked really hard over the season, so I'm happy to be here.
You guys were pretty solid this year, just couldn't get to state.
Yeah. We lost in the sub-state championship to St. Mary's. They just had more momentum, and we couldn't make very many shots, so.
Are you a member of the softball team?
Yes, I am.
And I know Morgan's here as well, but you guys have a lot to do to try to defend that state championship this spring.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. Morgan was a great asset to the team, and she really helped everyone around be better.
I believe future plans to study biology. Do you know where yet?
Yeah, I verbally committed to Iowa Lakes in Estherville, Iowa, so I'll be playing basketball there.
Is that a JUCO or an NAIA?
It's a JUCO.
So getting to pursue more basketball, how's that feel?
It feels pretty great.
Well, Paige, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Iowa Lakes.
Thank you.
That's Paige Martin of Mission Valley.
Thanks, Dylan. Never heard of Iowa Lakes before tonight.
Yeah, because I've heard of the three main Iowa JUCOs, Iowa Western, Iowa Central, and Ellsworth. didn't know about Iowa Lakes.
Must be a basketball school.
Yeah, must be.
You know, the other ones
only.
Are always, you know, big football ones.
Right. There's only three in the Iowa JUCOs that are that play football.
We're ready to get back to live action. 14-5, red team with the advantage. Blue team with possession on the inbound underneath their own bucket. They'll lob inside to Jenna Smith, and it's stolen away by her OB teammate McKenna Broyles. Serenity Lockwood with it. Gets a ball screen by Rebecca Snyder. Now finding Greta Crawford along the perimeter. Nice crossover at the elbow. Finding Lockwood right corner. Left-handed shot. That's no good. But offensive rebound by Yolen Luthi. And she's got 6 points to lead all scorers. And the lead has ballooned to double figures. And Dylan Sherwood now courtside with Sarah Miser.
Well, joined now by Sarah Miser of Madison. You guys had a good season, even though Opie got you guys in the sub-state final.
Yeah, I think we had a great season compared to last year, at least.
What was it like to be coached by Bill Neinsted?
Man, he's a different kind of man. I love his energy. He just wants the best for everybody. He's just a great coach all around.
He got to know me quite a bit, and I was fortunate enough to watch you guys play your final two games of the season. Really liked what you guys did. That's got to feel a little different, knowing that you guys were able to have some success and go through the growing pains.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of injuries on our team that we had to play through, but I think as a team we did really well.
Believe your future plans to go to K-State for nursing.
Yes, actually, I'm going to do the Air Force ROTC program at K-State, so I'm going to major in nursing and do that too.
Well, best of luck at K-State, and congratulations. And one more thing, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
You know, it feels pretty great.
Well, Sarah, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at K-State.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Miser of Madison.
Red team continues to add to their lead. Rebecca Snyder getting a bucket during that interview. Now it's 18-5, 8:45 remaining in the first half. Brooklyn Jones keys it in to Isabella Tyson. Lob inside to Hines. Hines turns and faces. Bricks it off the left side, but a rebound to Paige Martin. Martin, jumper on the left elbow, it falls short. And rebound to Rebecca Snyder of the red team. Snyder keeping it herself in the front court. Lob inside to Yolen Luthi. Nice footwork, but unable to knock down the shot. And it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the red team. 8:26 remaining. Red leading blue, 18-5. Blue with possession. Isabella Tyson of the Burlingame Bearcats played for head coach Jeff Slater, going to Lyon County League foe Brooklyn Jones. And up at the top of the key now to Paige Martin. Martin driving right baseline. And she'll turn it over to Greta Crawford. Crawford breakaway on the right side. Brooklyn Jones riding pursuit but can't get there in time. And Red now leading things by 15. 8 minutes to play in the first. Isabella Tyson at the top of the key. Now left side, Brooklyn Jones steps into a three-pointer. It'll be off the mark on the right side, rebounded by Paige Martin. Her putback is good. And we'll go courtside to Dylan Sherwood, I believe Kaylin Schlimming.
And joined now by Kaylin. And first off, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
It feels really good. I was really happy whenever I got it, especially since I get to play against my teammate, Tegan Hines.
I forgot to ask Tegan this, but what's it like facing each other tonight?
I don't know, really. It's a lot of fun. I like being aggressive against her. It's just like practice, almost.
And you're a Rudd Foundation scholarship recipient, and you're going to be coming down to Emporia to attend Emporia State.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
That's a pretty prestigious scholarship, too. Full tuition, I believe?
Yeah, it is.
And it looks like you're going to pursue a degree in education. Have you thought about maybe secondary or elementary?
I've thought about them both. I'm either going to go into secondary education for science or an elementary education. I don't know yet.
Well, Kaylin, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Go have some more fun tonight, and best of luck at Emporia State.
Thank you so much.
That's Kaylin Schwimmy of Northern Heights, Deke.
Thank you for that, Dylan. And her teammate, Tegan Hines, at the line for free throws. And she knocks down the first one.
Deke, how many does Rebecca Snyder have right now?
Snyder's got 4. Yolen Luthi has 6. Tegan Hines actually missed that first free throw, but she'll step to the line for one more. they're going to call a lane violation on Brooklyn Jones. Of course, these new teammates not quite accustomed to the free throw shooting style, so it'll be a lane violation, but a missed shot nonetheless. Red team with possession. With a 20-7 lead, 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Leah Francis at the elbow, now going left side to Gracie Simmons. Simmons up top to Rebecca Snyder. Snyder will drive in on Hines. Left-handed pass to Francis in the left corner. She'll drive baseline, get knocked out of bounds by Sarah Miser, and will stay here with the red team. 6:50 remaining in the half. Gracie Simmons to inbound, left of the bucket. Simmons going right side to Francis. Francis in the corner. Give a ball fake. Looking to drive against Miser, and Miser all over, and be called for the foul. That'll be Miser's first. Not keeping track of team fouls. Kaylin Schlimme to the scores table, and she'll sub in for Rebecca Snyder. And Dylan Sherwood is now courtside with another interview.
Joined now by Opie's McKenna Broylson. How's it feel to be an All-Star?
It feels pretty good. It's been a long time coming, so I'm excited to finally get to play in a game that I've watched a lot of people playing.
Did your sister Lauren get an opportunity to be selected in it? I know COVID wasn't a factor when she graduated high school.
They actually still didn't have the Optimist game when she graduated, so she didn't get to participate in it.
I know she was a good basketball player too.
Yeah, she was. She's pretty good.
Well, what are your thoughts in playing against Jenna tonight?
It's pretty odd because my whole life I've been on her team. Even in the summer when we play summer games, I've always been on her team. So it's kind of fun to finally get to play against her and kind of compete in that sort of way, since we just usually compete against each other in practice.
How big was your play against Madison in that sub-state title game, a game that I was at?
I don't know. I mean, it is a team effort, so just the second half I tended to make a little bit more points. But it was a really good game. It was really exciting. We couldn't have done it without every single one of us.
Looks like you're going to go to K-State for health science.
Yes, I am. I'm really excited about that.
Does it feel bittersweet that the basketball career ends tonight?
Yeah, it's kind of hard because I obviously love playing basketball. I played it my whole life, but it's kind of nice to end it in a fun game like this kind of setting.
Well, McKenna, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and getting back to state, that had to feel good. And I know volleyball went back to state too, so kind of a good senior year for you.
Yeah, it's been a really great senior year, and I'm really blessed to be able to have the opportunities that I've had this year.
Well, congrats on everything. Best of luck at K-State.
Thank you.
That's McKenna Broyles of Opie.
Thanks, Dylan. Red team has added to their lead. They lead things by 15, 22-7. Yolen Luthi now up to 8 points. Unfortunately, blue team just unable to. They've written good shots on their end, but just not able to get those shots to fall. And we're going to have a jump ball. Leah Francis and Sarah Miser tying things up. We're going to have Potashik, Jenna Smith, Ariana Hamilton, and looks like Brooklyn Jones back in there for the blue team. They'll add in there with Sarah Miser. And Dylan's now courtside for another interview.
Well, joined now by another person that I've covered all year, and that's Rebecca Snyder of Emporia High. Well, first off, how's it feel to play at Wild Auditorium again?
It's nice. I wish last time I was here it ended a little better, but it's nice to be back on a good note.
I know that game, and you had an and one and missed a free throw. It could have tied the game. But, making it back-to-back trips here to Wild Auditorium has to feel good.
It's nice. The opportunity to go with two complete different groups really made it worth it, because I went with the seniors last year, and then I got to go with my own class and the junior class. And I really hope they get to go next year. I hope those juniors get to experience it twice, because it's fun.
Well, you also had a pretty big shot in here against Spring Hill, too. That's got to be a special memory, too.
Oh, yeah, I played pretty good at the tournament we had here, so I say most times I'm in this gym I usually produce pretty well, so maybe it's the gym.
What's it like to be an all-star and be on an opposing team, not with Ariana?
It's an honor to be invited to this game and to be able to play in it. Do I wish I was on the same team as her? Of course. I've never not been on the same team with her, so this is a new experience for both of us.
All right. I've had the notes on you all year, but any decision yet on basketball?
No, not yet. We're still waiting. I'll let you know when I decide, though. You'll be the first one.
So no decision from Rebecca Snyder, but hey, congratulations on everything. I know it's been great getting to cover you over this past year. I know you still got track to do. Can't wait to hear your announcement, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you so much.
That's Rebecca Snyder in Emporia High, Deke.
Thank you, Dylan. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, but you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
Welcome back to live action from Watt Auditorium. Red team leading the blue team, 22-10, 4:12 remaining in the ballgame. Going to have a left corner three-pointer by Brooklyn Jones. It falls away and rebound to the red team. And they'll look to add to this advantage. 22-10, our score. Gracie Simmons with it on the right wing. She'll drive to the corner. Picks up her dribble, trying to find a streaking Yolen Luthi, and she'll add to her game high, now 10 points. Of course, looking for that All-Star Game MVP, Gracie Gilpin of Emporia High, the MVP a year ago in the girls' game, and Jenna Smith all the way around the rim, but it does not fall through, and rebound to the red team. And now Dylan Sherwood, I believe, has another interview.
Now by Greta Crawford of Osage City. What's it like to be an All-Star?
I just think it's a great opportunity, and it's a great way to play your last game.
You know, you guys were a solid team, and Coach Kirkpatrick, I got to talk to him every other week, but getting knocked out, I believe, in the semifinal round, I believe?
Yes, semifinals. This year we had more of a younger team. Half of our team was freshmen, and I think we made a lot of strides. And we had a lot of highs and lows, and we just couldn't finish it. But I think as the next year and throughout the seasons, it's going to be really good.
Looks like your plans are to come to Emporia and study at Emporia State for education.
Yes, I plan on majoring in education. Then I'm going to get my master's in school counseling.
Do you know if it's going to be secondary or elementary?
Right now the plan is elementary.
Well, Greta, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in Emporia State.
Thank you.
That's Greta Crawford of Osage City.
Red team's lead has ballooned to 19, 29-10. Brooklyn Jones trying to stop the bleeding, and she does get a bucket to fall, makes it 29-12. 2:23 remaining in the first half. Of course, once we get under 2 minutes of play, the blue team will have an opportunity for make it, take it, since they are trailing. Rebecca Snyder up top, going right side to Jolie Helscher. Helscher looking for a ball screen from Snyder. She gets it at the top of the key. Pick and roll now to Snyder. Snyder, foul line to left block, off the window, good. Rebecca Snyder, 6 points now on the contest. And we're going to have a substitution. Looks like Greta Crawford coming in. We're actually going to have a timeout taken by Michelle Corpening of the blue team. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mattel.com. Schenke Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Welcome back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Dylan Sherwood. Dylan, excellent interviews down there, man.
I had to save some for the second half. I got quite a bit, Deke, knocking out a lot. I think, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think I knocked out 12, so I got a little over half done.
Yeah, you're on good track. Of course, 31-12, red team with the advantage, blue team with possession. We're under 2 minutes of play, and as like I mentioned previously, any bucket now in the final 2 minutes will be make it, take it for the blue team. Trailing things by 19, Isabella Tyson going to left side to Brooklyn Jones. She's at the elbow now to the block. working hard against McKenna Broyles, and she gets the jumper to fall. Now they'll go back to half court with the blue team with possession, trimming the deficit to 17.
This is going to be very interesting, Mike, because you look and see who's on the floor, and if Brooklyn Jones gets that ball, she's going to attack every time.
Of course, you mentioned the, you know, that she was named the Sports in Kansas 1A Division II Player of the Year. She'll give a ball screen, trying to get some open looks for Isabella Tyson out of Potashik in the left corner. She'll drive to the foul line, now kick it right side to Hamilton. Hamilton driving baseline now up top to Tyson. Tyson, nice drive to the right block. Off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound to Jenna Smith. Puts it on the floor. It'll be recovered by Greta Crawford. Out of bounds, last touch by the red team. So Blue basically maintains possession this time. Buck 21 remaining on this first half clock. And Blue will inbound in the far right side corner. Hamilton finds Jones at the foul line. Spin move, jumper in the mid lane. It's no good. Fighting for her own rebound, but Isabella Tyson coming away with it.
I know Tyson can do that a lot, and her sister Fallon was a good basketball player at Burlingame as well.
Of course, we've got a lot of volunteers coming in here, and I don't think the clock started like as it should. You know,
lost four seconds. Don't blame Brett Stewart.
Jenna Smith makes it on the right side. That's Jenna's first points of the ball game. Now, Brooklyn Jones leads the blue team with 9 points. Yolen Luthi leads the way for the red team with 10.
I feel like the Lyon County League is dominating here at Wye Auditorium, knowing that they play here a lot.
Brooklyn Jones' right elbow jumper falls through. Of course, they started this possession down by 19. They've made three consecutive buckets to trim the deficit to 13 on the make-it-take-it rules.
And Kayla Abney brings in Yolen Luthi.
Trying to defend Brooklyn Jones just a little bit better. Tyson puts it on the floor, finding Hamilton. Hamilton will look inside. Nothing there. She'll drive with her left to the foul line. One-hand pass stolen away by Greta Crawford, going the opposite way. 60 seconds remaining here in the first half. Crawford's pass off the leg of Brooklyn Jones into the hands of Luthi, though. Now to Serenity Lockwood, and she'll be heavily fouled from behind by Ariana Hamilton.
That's a first foul of the game, too.
I don't think they're keeping track, Dylan. I think that was probably the third foul, but they're not not keeping track, at least on the scoreboard anyway. Julie Helscher with it now. Her team up 31-18. She'll get a ball screen from Rebecca Snyder. Snyder gets it at the top of the key. She'll look inside against Potashik. Potashik defending her. Rebecca Snyder. She'll throw up a left-handed jumper that's no good, but rebound to Yolen Luthi. Luthi puts it through. Lead back out to 15.
Rebecca Snyder is known with that turnaround hook from her left hand, and mentioned that she had a big basket here in Wye Auditorium against Spring Hill back in December.
Tyson over to Jones. Jones, left elbow jumper, falls away. Rebound to Lockwood. 18 seconds and counting for the red team. They're up by 15. Helscher in the half court. Get a ball screen for Rebecca Snyder. Helscher drives into the mid lane jumper. That's no good. Rebound to Jenna Smith. Up the court we go to Hamilton. Hamilton pulls up at the foul line. Jumper is short. Rebounded by her Emporia High teammate, Rebecca Snyder. And that concludes our first half of play. Red leading the blue team, 33-18. We'll step aside, tally our stats, and have continued coverage of the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. They want to congratulate all the players selected to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. ESB Financial, ESB's Notify Alerts, real-time alerts for online and mobile banking. Call 620-342-3454 or visit esbfinancial.com. And First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505.
We welcome you back to Wide Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Dylan Sherwood, and Sherwood is down courtside with the Flint Hills Optimist, Mr. Optimist, Ken Hansen.
The great Ken Hansen is with us. Fellow colleague, helped us a lot this year with our area coverage and also helped me out during football season for Emporia High. And Ken, this is a special night. Monday night was a special night up at the Memorial Union on the campus of Emporia State. How's it feel to have this game once again and some really good talent across the board?
Well, this get this game going. I'm much more relaxed than I am at any point in time so far. One of the things, too, you know, with these kids tonight, I love that this is an exhibition game and I got kids diving on the floor after loose basketballs. That to me is just awesome.
I love the enthusiasm and the big rule you mentioned them, have fun.
Yes, the main thing is have fun. If you're not having fun, then we want this night to be special for these kids. For many of them, this is almost all of them, this will be the last time they get on a court in any form of organized basketball, and let alone they probably won't play in front of this size of a crowd.
And it looks like a pretty good crowd here as we are at halftime of the girls' game with the score being 33-18 in favor of Red. But talk a little bit about some of the fun, where the funds are going to go to, and the big Easter egg hunt coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we got the Community Emporia Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April the 8th up at Jones Park. It starts at 10 o'clock and it'll be done by 10:05. So you got to be up there early for this one.
How early would you suggest?
9:30-ish.
9:30-ish.
Because you have to walk up to the park. We don't allow any parking really up by the main part of the park. So you're going to have to walk up to it. If you need to bring a stroller, bring a stroller. But it'll be a fun night. It'll be a fun morning there. But it is, man, once we blow the whistle, that candy's picked up in 5 minutes.
And any other thing that you want to add?
Just again, thank you to the community for supporting this project. The turnout tonight, the coaches that send in the kids themselves, and the club that works to put it together. You know, we try to evenly match these teams. When we do on paper, it sometimes doesn't show up on the score. But these kids, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be up here doing it. And also, this is also in memory of Brian Douglas, who was our longtime chairman of the project that died a couple of years ago. In fact, the Most Valuable Player Award is the Brian Douglas Most Valuable Player.
And Brian was a special guy, too, and I knew him and got to talk to him a lot about this game, too.
Yeah, him and I, we worked together on this committee for many a years, and when he passed away a few years ago, I'm trying my best to live up to the standards that Brian had. And I just hope that these kids, that this is a special night for them. It is for some parents, because some of the parents used to play in this game. And so that's kind of a neat thing.
Well, Ken, appreciate all your time and hard work. And we thank you for all of what you've done for us this past couple months. And continue to have some fun, too.
Hopefully some more in the fall. And I can't thank you and Michael enough. Number one, for helping me get back into broadcasting. And number two, your friendships are just, that's the best part.
Well, appreciate your time and have fun the rest of the night.
Oh, we will. You too, Dylan and Michael.
That's Ken Hansen. Back to you, Deke.
Thanks, Dylan. We're going to get another break in here, but you're listening to the Area Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.